Chapter 7. Tower Hamlets, February 2001. Nazneen asked Chanu to bring Hasina to the UK, but he did not take her seriously, as usual. Nazneen had not given any details to save her sister from shame, so Chanu thought Hasina was still working at the clothes factory.
"Don't forget," he said, "we are going to Bangladesh. I have decided. And when I decide something, it is done."
It was true that Chanu wanted to take his family back to Bangladesh. After a long line of failed jobs and business projects, he had given up looking for work. He no longer took courses. His certificates lay in the bottom of the wardrobe. Now he was at home all day, teaching his daughters about the history and culture of Bangladesh. For 5 days now, he had been teaching them a poem by the Bengali poet Rabindranath Tagore. Tonight, the girls were supposed to say the whole thing. Bibi spoke nervously, but finished her part. Then Chanu looked at Shahana. She looked back without smiling, her lips tight. Nazneen was worried there was going to be a fight. Fights happened often. It was always Shahana who made Chanu angry. He would shout and promise to beat her, but he never succeeded. He got more upset than she did. She did not want to listen to Bengali music. She did not care about the poetry of Tagore. And she definitely did not want to go back to Bangladesh. But today, at least, Shahana did continue the poem her sister had started. Later that evening, Chanu said,
"Shahana is only a child, but already the problems begin. That is why we must go back to Bangladesh."
Nazneen was not sure. In Dhaka, she could be with Hasina, but the children would be unhappy. And anyway, Chanu was not working, and they did not have enough money. Nazneen wanted to earn some money by doing sewing work for Razia at home. But Chanu did not like this idea. He did not really approve of Razia. However, to everyone's surprise, one day Chanu came home carrying a big box and a large bag across his shoulders. Inside the box was a sewing machine.
"Early birthday present," said Chanu to Nazneen, although they never bought each other birthday presents.
"It is what I wanted," she said. Then Chanu opened the bag. Inside, there was a computer. "Is it your birthday too?" asked Bibi.
"Yes, that's it," he said happily.
Everyone had fun trying out both the sewing machine and the computer. Nazneen wondered where he had got the money, but she did not ask. In the next 2 weeks, with Razia's help, Nazneen learned to use the sewing machine. They often talked together while they worked. "My hands are so painful because of all this sewing," said Razia one day. "But I don't care. I just don't want my children to have to do this. And I want a nice home. This is what I'm working for."
"Is Tariq enjoying his studies?"
"He says it's okay. But it's costing so much. The other day, he asked me for £20 for books, but I had given him £20 just the day before."
"He's a good boy," said Nazneen.
"Yes, but sometimes I worry that he studies too hard. So quiet, always in his room." Mrs. Islam came to visit with her big black bag. The black bag was full of different medicines. She often complained about being old and in pain these days. She pushed into the flat and lay down on the sofa.
"This will make you a lot of money," she said, looking at the sewing machine.
"I've been practicing," said Nazneen. "How are you feeling today?"
"My sons want me to get the best care, but I said, don't spend money on me. Give me only a little for my medicine. That's all I ask.
After a moment, her voice still weak, she said,
Open the bag for me, child.
Nazneen opened it.
Place the money in the side pocket. £50.
Nazneen thought Mrs. Islam was asking for money from her bag. She started to look through the medicines inside.
What are you doing? Shouted Mrs. Islam angrily. Get out of my bag and get me my money.
Suddenly, Nazneen understood. Chanu had borrowed money from Mrs. Islam, and now she had come to collect a repayment. I'm still learning to use the sewing machine. I don't have work yet, Nazneen said. Mrs. Islam looked at her thoughtfully. Then she said,
I understand. We are friends. Pay when you can.
She got up and kissed Nazneen.
God will help you find a way, and I will bring my sons next time. They would like to see your husband again.
Nazneen tried to talk to Chanu about it, but he always changed the subject. She saw that it upset him, and she remembered how Chanu had tried to find work after the girls were born. He had started new job after new job, but they never lasted. He had worked hard because he wanted respect, but he could never find it. In time, all his hope wore away. He gave up. He stayed in bed for a few weeks, not talking to anyone. He stopped making plans. He stopped eating. He even stopped reading. Then, one day, he began ordering his daughters to bring him the things he needed. Then he started making them turn the pages of his book while he lay in bed. When his wife and daughters obeyed him, he seemed to respect himself again. But Shahana did not like obeying. Nazneen felt stressed all the time. Poor Bibi did too. She was always trying to make everyone happy. Chanu was always offended. Shahana was always angry. It was hard to get through each day. If Nazneen failed to manage everyone's needs, there was fighting, anger, crying. It took all her energy. She could not relax for a moment. One day, after school, Chanu came home with some clothes. He was excited.
Sewing work, he said. If you do well, there will be more.
Soon, he was bringing big bags of different types of clothes every couple of days and collecting the money. This went on for 2 months. Nazneen worked and worked, and Chanu was busier and happier again, like he used to be. Then, one day, he put on a suit. He went out all day and came back singing the famous poet Tagore. The next 2 days passed in the same way, and the day after that, Chanu brought his family together and cleared his throat.
As you know, we have decided, as a family, to return home to Bangladesh. Your mother is doing everything possible to help through her sewing work. Today, I got a job at a taxi company. We are going to make enough money to go home. That is all I have to say.
So Chanu became a taxi driver, and someone else needed to bring Nazneen her sewing work. And on the first hot day of the year, Karim came into her life with a big bag of jeans over his shoulder.